Okay, to the Olympics now. Opening ceremonies begin Friday in Beijing. President Bush will be the first sitting U.S. president to attend the opening ceremonies on foreign soil.
And he'll be joined by the First Lady and his father, the former president, and other family members. On Sunday, the president is supposed to watch the U.S. men's basketball team play against China.
He probably will not make it to water polo, but that is the sport to watch for the people who live in the Los Angeles suburb of Commerce, California. NPR's Howard Berkus tells us why.
It's 4 o'clock on a summer afternoon, time for the lap and recreational swimmers to leave and the water polo to begin. And for the next 3.5 hours, more than 200 9 to 16 year olds will tread water, sprint during fast breaks, and practice passing and shooting in a $20 million indoor palatial aquatorium built for water polo and swimming. Patricia Orozco is a lifeguard and water polo mom who notes kids in Commerce are gaga over water polo.
I didn't have to tell my kids, get up, you know. They got up on their own. They were telling me, let's go, Mom, you know. Let's go. We got games. We got practice. So it was something that they just enjoyed doing.
Orozco's daughter Priscilla is on the Commerce team, which is nationally ranked. She's aiming for the 2012 Olympics. The teams, the pool, the travel to competition, it's all year round and it's all free. The city pays the bills and has 5 water polo coaches on the payroll. This is not a wealthy or white beachside enclave. Commerce is inland and industrial, with a population that is 93% Hispanic and a median household income of less than $40,000 a year. Bobby Contreras coaches the boys' team.
It brought families together. It was a small city, so it brought that. The city loved it. It was like the next big thing, and it's just taken off since. It's taken off.
Local legend traces the genesis to bored swimmers who used trash cans for goals 20 years ago and a visionary coach who has since moved on. Now, 2 Commerce alums are playing in the Olympics, attacker Patty Cardenas and team captain and 2-time Olympic medalist Brenda Villa. They're local heroes who inspire the Commerce kids, including 11-year-old Laura Jimenez.
We didn't really think that Brenda or Patty will be able to make the Olympics because they were short for their size. And well, most people think that shortness counts. But then Brenda and Patty showed them that really didn't count. And then they just showed their talent. And well, now they're in the Olympics. Well, I think that I have a pretty good chance to go to the Olympics too.
Girls coach Gabriel Martinez says Commerce officials plan to set up a massive screen so that the city's water polo kids, parents, and coaches can watch the Olympic matches together. He also imagines a gold medal game involving the American women.
I think there'd be standing room only to see that game live on a big screen, watch 2 kids that they've seen grow up, or 2 neighbors, or 2 cousins, or 2 friends that they went to school with, playing in the gold medal game in the Olympics would be awesome for us.
Gabriel Martinez coaches water polo in Commerce, California, the little city with a passion for polo. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
See, stop swimming. Don't stop swimming.